MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with John Cherry. You find him Cherry Flava. John, appreciate the time. A recent note from yourself: if I were the Woolies CEO, before we get to the Woolies CEO part, it really is what's happening at their market regarding ShopRite. And you make the point, yeah, they're great at generating revenue, they're great at generating profit, but what they are perhaps excelling at is capturing customers at scale. Hundreds of new stores, new brands, they are just left, right and center picking up customers that would otherwise be shopping at other retailers, and that is ShopRite's perhaps golden star.
Right. Morning, Simon. Absolutely. You know, if you have a careful look at the recent integrated annual report that they published, I think it's just astounding as to how successful they have been at acquiring customers, and then not just per purchase acquiring them, but then locking them in through their loyalty schemes and through the various businesses that they've got interconnecting with the ShopRite group. They're able to then move customers around their value chain. And if you read between the lines of the annual report, they're starting to call themselves an institution. So they've almost transcended the idea that they're a business. They're now an institution of society. And from that, you know, they're in the business of acquiring customers. That's what their focus is. They look at the numbers of the population of customers that they've acquired, and that's their drive. That's their strategic intent.
And the problem for Woolies then is that customer acquisition cost just absolutely goes through the roof, and I imagine you get less good customers. I mean, you can do, you know, discounting and the like, but that customer is going to be fickle in a sense, and that is a double squeeze on Woolies.
Right, and that's the elephant in the room, because once you are loyal to the ShopRite group for, you know, because you're incentivized to be so, in order for a competitor like Woolies to try and acquire those customers back, to get that market share back, they're going to have to offer audacious promotions or some kind of a radical discount in order to lure them back. And then the real issue is that those customers are poor quality customers.
Yeah.
They're not coming for a long time, they're coming for a good time. So they're there for the discount, and then they'll leave whenever they have the opportunity to go back to their preferred retailer. So that's really the elephant in the room that I think a Woolies CEO really needs to be aware of.
So if you were Woolies CEO for a day, although maybe it needs more than a day, what would you be looking at? Because this is I'm not a retail specialist by any sense, but this is a real squeeze that is not going to be easy to get out of.
Well, first off, let me just say that the work that's being done is not bad work. I think they're not doing anything wrong. What they're trying to do is they're trying to optimize their various businesses. They're having a very careful look at what their strategic risks might be, and they're aware of some of those risks. The issue for me, however, is that the focus is very much internal. They're looking at their brands, they're looking at the positioning of their food business, and that's important, but it doesn't necessarily open up the opportunity for the future. So what I would do is I would take all of the strategy work that's in place and put it to one side and really start asking myself, what is the problem that I'm trying to solve here? And if you really start digging around, the problem that they have is a customer problem.
Yeah.
In the 3 to 5 year time horizon, the squeeze on customer is going to be significant. And that's what I would be doing, is I'd be trying to understand how I can get those customers back with some kind of value that's going to be applicable in the 3 to 5 year time horizon. And not just look at ShopRite, but look at the other factors of change that are coming into the market, because there are many. Quite frankly, what I'd be looking at is looking at the kind of words and the kind of terms that are used internally. One of the things that jumps up to me is this fact that they label their food business as the Holy Grail. That is a term which is problematic, because what you're effectively saying is, don't touch this business. We're not going to innovate this business. It's working very well, so keep it as it is. And that kind of mental positioning is problematic. Because then you don't innovate. What they should be doing is looking at that business and going, how do we disrupt this business and make it better? If we had to try and compete with ourselves, what would we do in this instance? That's really what I'd be looking at, as well as trying to connect the various business units together into one strategic intent. At the moment, they're running the various businesses business units rather than looking at the group as a powerful differentiator in the market.
But I like that use of language. Language is so important. And it makes me, that book of The Innovator's Dilemma of I don't know, some 20-odd years ago, you can't rest back on your laurels. I mean, and to be clear, ShopRite isn't. You've got to look at your business and say, we have to be different in 3 to 5 years, because where we are today is not going to be good enough for that. And that is a brave and audacious and truthfully scary.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what strategy is. It's about willingly taking on huge risk. And that's what ShopRite did. They put their balance sheet at risk by investing an enormous amount of money on a strategic play. And it's played out. So now you look back and you go like, wow, that was unbelievable. But it could have been a 1.5 billion rand hole in the ground that they poured money into. So, you know, I think it's the same thing, is that you can't be labeling things holy grail. You've got to be onboarding risk and saying, right, you know, what is an educated play from here on? It's not like we're going to gamble, but at least go through the process of understanding what the problem is and then looking at the options which are most plausible in order to unlock that opportunity.
John Cherry, you find him, Cherry Flava. Appreciate the early morning. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.